Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
1 week of every year is designated National Brotherhood Week. This is just one of many such weeks honoring various worthy causes. One of my favorites is National Make Fun of the Handicapped Week, which Frank Fontaine and Jerry Lewis are in charge of, as you know. During National Brotherhood Week, various special events are arranged to drive home the message of brotherhood. This year, for example, on the first day of the week, Malcolm X was killed, which gives you an idea of how effective the whole thing is. I'm sure we all agree that we ought to love one another, and I know there are people in the world who do not love their fellow human beings, and I hate people like that. Here's a song about National Brotherhood Week. Oh, the white folks hate the black folks, and the black folks hate the white folks. To hate all but the right folks is an old established rule. But during National Brotherhood Week, National Brotherhood Week, Lena Horne and Sheriff Clark are dancing cheek to cheek. It's fun to eulogize the people you despise, as long as you don't let them in your school. Oh, the poor folks hate the rich folks, and the rich folks hate the poor folks. All of my folks hate all of your folks. It's American as apple pie. But during National Brotherhood Week, National Brotherhood Week, New Yorkers love the Puerto Ricans 'cause it's very chic. Step up and shake the hand of someone you can't stand. You can tolerate him if you try. Oh, the Protestants hate the Catholics, and the Catholics hate the Protestants, and the Hindus hate the Muslims, and everybody hates the Jews. But during National Brotherhood Week, National Brotherhood Week, it's National Everyone Smile at One Anotherhood Week. Be nice to people who are inferior to you. It's only for a week, so have no fear. Be grateful that it doesn't last all year.
Live, coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme. Excellent. From the short-lived Sammy Davis Jr. show. And he dances that song, man. Like, dang, 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 dang. Greatest entertainer that ever lived. Although, before him, there was another guy whose name, nickname was... Was it Mr. Entertainment? Mr. Entertainment. Find out who that is later in the show. How's that for a tease? Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome, gentlemen, gentlemen, welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend. And that, carrot head. And that your week ahead is full of promise there to be the boot bang bang bing. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of things that go boing, and other serious things that you wouldn't be interested in. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Saints. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. I still don't have a good catchphrase to change. It's just Possum Hour, Friday Night Possum. That's us. That's all we do, man. That's what we do. Ouvi. Hey. Well, I guess that's it. The phone lines will be open in a few minutes. Join the fun here on Possum Hour. What's that call-in number again?
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
What do you feed 1,200 Cub Scouts?
May I make a suggestion?
Who are you?
I'm the LaCroix Dragon.
Yeah, a real dragon.
What you need is LaCroix Chow Mein. It's never mushy. It's crisp and crunchy.
It is, huh?
LaCroix Chow Mein is quick cooked by me in dragon fire. Quick cooking makes LaCroix Chow Mein as crisp and good as the takeout kind. And one more thing.
What's that?
Try LaCroix noodles. Serve them with LaCroix Chow Mein for a perfect meal in just 6 minutes. Buy some today!
I will!
And remember, you heard about it from the LaCroix Dragon!
LaCroix Chow Mein, as crisp and good as the takeout kind. Because it's quick cooked in dragon fire.
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again?
Nothing up my sleeve. Presto!
Wrong hat.
I take a 7.5.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Donald, have you guys seen the president? Donald! He sounded pretty angry from the tweet that he just sent. Donald! He said he'd make the country great, at least that was his promise.
Hey Ivanka, it's Randy, have you seen...
Thanks. And now that it's a mess, you think at least he tried to calm us.
Donald!
There's riots all around for an injustice that's systemic, and suffering and sadness from a dangerous pandemic. I sexted Jared Kushner and I drove by Mitch McConnell. I looked on every golf course and I checked every McDonald's. His Adderall kicks in, and since it makes him kind of hyper, he acts like he's a big shot. But he's scared of what is diaper.
Donald!
Guess who's hiding in the basement? It's that coward,
the Bunker Boy.
Who's dividing? Cause it makes him feel empowered,
the Bunker Boy.
A commander-in-chief might address all the grief and what's happening out in the street.
But he's only a clown, so he hides underground and he sits on the toilet and tweets.
So be careful not to scare him. He's a flower.
The Bunker Boy.
At the height of the protests outside the White House, President Trump was moved to the bunker.
I wonder if there's Wi-Fi and a special tanning station. I bet it smells like hamburgers and quiet desperation. I hear they had to childproof the bunk bed that they got him.
Does he have a little ladder?
Doesn't need one. He's a bottom.
I am your president of law and order. I will fight to protect you.
That version is a right up. It's our hero.
To berate every city and state, cause you know how he likes to act hard. Then he heads for the hills and he Netflix and chills while he calls out the National Guard. For the camera he mugs as he calls them all thugs while they beg him to stand up and lead. Then he sends in the cops for his own photo ops and he acts like he knows how to read.
Who's that Roger? Who's that crack on? Who's the lonely?
The Bunker Boy.
Bunker Boy?
Bunker Boy.
Who's that Dodger with no mask on?
So he lies there alone and he gabs on the phone to his girlfriends like Putin and Kim. He's embarrassed because they're all laughing at us, but they're all only laughing at him.
All only laughing at him.
Donald's
got hiding in the basement. It's that coward.
I will solve the problem. Cooperation, not contempt. I will fight to protect you. I am your president of law and order.
Come over that bridge.
I will fight to protect.
Go to sleep.
You possum puss, get that punch out there. You'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Lady and gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey, it's Professor R.J. Gumby.
I'm humbled. Good to see you here.
Yes. Good job.
Oh, behave. Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
No, actually, I wanted to hit this one. Where's the, here, this one.
Is everybody happy?
All right. Yep. Now, first order of business. That is a quote that Oscar Madison is making.
It is.
Yes, that was a catchphrase, the famous catchphrase of the American entertainer, band leader, singer, and musician, Ted Lewis.
Oh, no shit.
And that was, he was known as Mr. Entertainment, and he would ask the musical question, is everybody happy?
Oh, okay, you see that? Yeah. So it was popular at
gotta
that
love
time.
Goo. You gotta love Goo. Goo Goo. Goo Goo.
I know I do. And I met earlier.
Well,
I met Carrot Top. Is that guy getting
yo, Carrot Top.
Okay,
okay. Yeah,
I can't
yeah,
remember
yeah.
his name. I call him Carrot.
I think you call him Carrot Head.
Yeah.
I was like, I think he means Carrot Top, but I'm like, I don't know, man. Kind of vague on this one. All right, the Randy Rainbow song is interesting because it was Bunker Boy.
Uh-huh.
He's a national treasure, that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a song. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I was just about to say, you haven't seen the fence around the White House? The people putting up protest signs all over, hanging signs all over.
Oh, that's what they're hanging signs on? It's sweet. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I'll get back to Randy.
Yeah, it's a good palette, man. It's to hang signs on it. Fuck, man.
Oh, yeah.
Over
Randy.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Are you going to say
a picture? Yeah, but I was going to before I go back to that, I want to say, like, Two-Handed Mikey needs to go there and draw the thing of penises and hang that on. And it just says, this guy is a dick, you know. Okay. That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. All right. I was like passing the torch for like 2 years. I don't know how long they held that thing up. Okay. Old story. Now, the song, the Randy Rainbow song, was a parody of a song that got cut from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, okay.
Called The Jitterbug. And it was interesting. Groucho's buddy Steve there mentioned that it was the Oz song, and I had recognized it because my kids had for some reason had this weird soundtrack tape that included that on there. So I was familiar with the tune, but I couldn't place it. And then it reminded me of this cartoon I did in the election of, what was that, 94? No, 92, 96? 96. Yeah. So it was Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton versus Senator Bob Dole versus crazy fucking, what's his head? Ross Perot, millionaire Ross Perot, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he put up a good thing. So I did a cartoon. It was pretty funny. It was pretty good. And Bill Clinton is the cowardly lion, right? Because
yeah.
He's a draft dodger, which meant something back in those days. I mean, now you don't even need a real excuse. But Bob Dole was the Tin Man. You know, Bob Dole, Tin Man. Yeah, and he had the, instead of the hatchet in one arm, he had the...
A can of oil?
No, didn't he have... I think he either had the hatchet or a pen. I'm not sure. Because remember how he always held a pen in that one fucked up arm?
I thought maybe he had that little thing of oil that he's always asking for.
Because he always... Remember, the Tin Man always carried that axe. I think it was an axe. Anyway, and then Perot's the scarecrow because he was Nazi Fagin, right? And then Dorothy's the American people. You know, what the fuck am I going to do? You know. And
I'm stuck with these people. Yep.
I thought, geez, what would you do with Uncle Bobo? Which one would he be? He's the cowardly lion, the scarecrow, and the fucking Tin Man.
Easily sets all three.
So I'm thinking maybe I'll come up with a cartoon where he is all three fucking guys going to, you know, trying to find the wizard or something, and the wizard's poopy. I don't know. Something like that.
Instead of Emerald City, it's the bunker. He's trying to get to the bunker.
Man. You can't make this shit up, folks. You can't make it up. All right, let's blow something the fuck up, man. It's overdue.
Yep.
We're overdue.
Blow it up.
What am I blowing up? Gosh darn it. I'll tell you in a moment. I can't remember. It's been all morning. I got a lot done today, man. Had a good day. I'll talk about that.
Oh, good for you.
Look at that damn dog.
I went to the cigar shop.
Nice.
That's a big outing.
Not ready yet, Ted. Not ready yet, Ted. All right. We're blowing up. Oh! Yeah, I just looked up. I Googled annoying pop songs. Hey, there's Ford.
Ford's here.
I was just taking a shot. Annoying pop songs. And, this is what I come up with. Number two on the list is Spice Girls Wannabe. Spice Girls Wannabe.
Yeah.
If you want to be my lover.
Uh-huh. Which we might have done already. Who knows?
I think we did. After I finished it, I went, I think we did this one already. But not as good as I just did.
Yeah, well. Deserves
and besides, I had to actually take Howler Monkey to a Spice Girls concert.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Oh. How old was Howler Monkey?
I didn't have to go to the concert. I had to drop her off. But
okay. Well, that's a little better.
I was really hoping that maybe she would.
How old was Howler Monkey at that time?
16, 17.
Okay. I was just curious.
Blow up the Spice Girls again!
Yes!
All right. Watch this. There goes Shemp with the left jab. There goes Shemp with the right uppercut. There goes Shemp with the haymaker. There goes Shemp.
Hey, what's good for a fractured skull?
I don't know.
What's good for a fractured skull?
I don't know either.
Well,
wake up every morning with a beat in my feet. Tear off the covers and I rip up the sheets. Make it to the kitchen and I turn on some jam. Cause all we wanna listen to is jam with Sandy. Everybody shouting as I close the door. All the guests are yelling that they want some more. Everybody's rocking as they do the pop. But all the chicks are waiting for the record hot thing. Come on in, cause all the cats are rocking to the living and singing. Only pop a doo, pop a doo, 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 wop, wop. Only pop a doo, pop a doo, 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 wop.
I like to wake up to that, man. I like to get that in my alarm system. Wake up to that every morning.
Did you ever wake up to one of those? You know what I'm saying? Maybe it twice. No more three times.
No more. Those days are over.
Yeah. Oh, no more. Oh. Yeah, that number.
Mm-hmm.
That's a finite number there, I believe. All right, Ted.
Got that right.
You ready, buddy?
All right,
ready?
Ted.
Ruff. Can you woof? Sit there. Woof. Is it woof? Ah, it's my boy.
All right.
You're great. All right. There they are, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Lounge.
Possum
returning. The newly employed Dr.
Yes,
Kate
yes.
is here.
Dr. Kate.
And it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Kate. Yes.
Dr. Kate.
And if that's not enough, Ford Prefect's here.
Ford. You gotta have Ford here.
Ford's back.
Yes.
And very good, Ted. You're good bark tonight. Yes. There's GT Trunton.
GTO.
The strongest man on the internet.
You are correct, Ted.
And there's hope. Other
Ted,
people's
Ted
eyes.
Ted said he can take them. Other people's eyes.
Other people's eyes. Our old pal. That's right.
That's
right.
Nice.
He's your pal. Yeah. And finally, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Thank you, Ted.
He gave you like the sinister minister of finance and parking.
He finished your sentence.
There
I
you go,
it.
Patty. You're a good
boy.
Boy. Right. And there they are, ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Hello!
Oh, gee!
Little George.
All I gotta say is blame Gumby.
Johnny acting fancy. Nothing special if y'all in champagne. Ready and cigars, you discuss the pain. We open fancy in the summer rain. We sit there on the front deck of my yard. High quality red pepper, and she preferred James Joyce. Then suddenly I had this most enlightened thought. I would lead a different life if I would have a choice. Tired pussy, blue shoes, the warm place to kiss. Decided it was time to bed. We played some chess before we said the queen is still conceived. We kissed goodnight and dozed off to our private land. To know a land for fancy dreams always be.
Familiar with that, sir? Explain.
Well, I seen it a long time ago, and in fact, we played the version that they played in the movie, which is a little more clearer that you can hear. Bill Murray's in it as a small partner. Yeah. It's one of those sketch comedies that is painful to watch.
Yeah, I remember talking about it, man, about a million fucking years ago. Jiminy Christmas,
you know. It's so sad to see people try so desperately to be funny. This movie is a little, it's interesting to watch.
Yeah.
But, and this is the
nothing sadder than bad comedy.
A guy sings it like Cat Calloway with a big band behind him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only good part. Now, you know what? It's interesting. I was reading on IMDb.
Mm-hmm.
Tight pussy, loose shoes, and a warm place to shit. At that time was actually what the Secretary of Agriculture said. He joked.
He said that about black people.
Yeah, yeah. He said there's colored people. All they want is a tight pussy, loose shoes, and a warm place to shit. Which, of course, he was immediately forced to resign after that. And that's what all this movie.
Yeah, which one was that? Who was that?
I don't. Bob Blitz. I forget. I'll look it up and have it for later.
Yeah, figure that. That's your assignment.
Yeah. Well, I'll Google it now. So we'll get back to that. But Secretary of Agriculture.
Oh, I remember. This was under Nixon, wasn't it?
Around that area. Yeah, it was 1970.
I believe it was Nixon.
One or something like that. Yeah. So it's Nixon.
Okay. All right. Well, anyways, so I got a lot done today, man, and I felt better than I have in a month.
Yeah.
What do I owe this miraculous miracle to?
What?
Shush.
Canadian beer?
I felt. What's that?
Canadian beer?
Nope.
Okay.
I woke up today, and instead of having my normal few cups of coffee, I had a cup of hibiscus cinnamon tea. Actually, I had two.
Yeah.
Man, I felt I've been kind of in a sour mood just because I don't feel well, you know. And also, I felt better.
Uh-huh.
So I got to get
that's
some
good.
More of this shit. That was all I had. But I got a lot done because of that.
I'm telling you, Kratom.
You know.
You got high blood pressure, too. I highly recommend Kratom. I just
yeah,
got the Super Green Malaya. Super Green Malaya, man. It's
over to Beds
anyway,
and Heads, see
name,
what they got.
The name is Earl L. Butts. Earl L. Butts.
Yes.
Is the guy
Earl,
who said it.
Yeah. Earl, is it Earl Butts?
Earl Butts.
Butts. God. Why didn't I remember that? I remember Johnny Carson doing bits on Earl Butts.
Yeah, sure, had a fun time
stinks.
With that name. Yeah, try Kratom, man. I got like one ounce of it. Cost $12. Did a nice spoonful of it. I feel great. And for your
you sure
house,
it's not swag,
man, or whatever.
That price? For an OZ?
Get you going.
No, okay,
I'd your beer.
I should go over Beds and Heads. Get some of that, get some of the Kroger tea, and then mix them together and just change my life, man.
There you go. But watch that documentary I told you about, A Leaf of Fate. A Fate.
Yep.
Leaf of Fate.
Yep.
Yep.
So,
this shit
I got a cartoon. I woke up and I was like, man, I'm laying in bed going, there's no fucking way I'm going to put anything together reasonable for a show tonight because... You know, I got nothing. I just had nothing. I just felt like I had nothing. I drank that tea.
Hey,
zip.
I never stopped this before.
But the tea, man. Thank the tea for the quality of tonight's show. Or blame the tea. Right. Go either way.
All right.
But
let it work for you.
Where was I going with that? Oh yeah, so I did the show, and then after the show, I owed this guy. This guy keeps sending me money. It's like, it's money and bad ideas, you know?
he pays you when he's right off the bat telling you the suggestions?
Yeah. Yeah, he pays me for the cartoon.
You got to do it. You got the money.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Like, I owe two fucking cartoons as it is.
And you got to rack your brain to make his idea funny.
I hadn't opened the one because I hadn't finished that. I hadn't, earned that money yet. And then it sends another one. I'm like, oh, God damn it. Dude, there's nothing left there. So he gave me this one rotten idea. I mean, it's like really rotten. And I made it, turned it into something totally different than the point he was trying to make. Because he's obsessed with, laughing at Uncle Bobo as he leaves the White House, which I'm not so sure that's a fucking lock at all,
don't,
man.
Don't forget your golf clubs. That really hits home.
Well, don't count your chickens before they fuck with the vote, you know?
I
switched it around and made a comment on something else, but it turned out that halfway decent cartoon. It just came out.
Uh-huh.
Very little redrawing, you know? I looked at this thing. I drew it like, zip, 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 and I went, whoa, I love this exactly as it is, you know?
Yeah.
And go from this and do this. Just don't fuck with it. Don't think now. Don't think anymore. Just do this. And it came out pretty neat. Not
good,
great.
Good.
I'm not going to win any, Pulitzer Prizes over ye.
What's this guy doing with them?
He's sending them out to, God, he's sending them out to, like, the Rolling Stone and shit. It's like, dude, they're not going to accept unsolicited cartoons. I tried to syndicate years ago. It's not a, it's not something that easy to pull off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You could be the most talented son of a bitch in the world, but if you don't have the right connections, that's what
you're right about.
The rope.
Shit. Yeah. They gotta wash your asses too.
Hey, fucking New Yorker, you're gonna just like Walk right in? Uh-huh. No, I don't think so. But I gave a couple of quality ones. That today was kind of pretty. It was okie doke. But
okay.
Probably been done before. It's like I say, that's why I don't like fucking with political cartoons. This idea has no doubt been done in some form or another before now. What's the point? Right. On to the next thing. How about a quickie?
Yes.
We need a quickie after that boring diatribe. What do we got?
What do we got? We got over here.
Don't like that one. What the fuck is that? And, oh, jeez. All the quickies suck.
Hey, you know what? We're slowly climbing up the popular page. We're at 6 now.
Oh, yeah? We're in the popular group?
Yeah, slowly climbing.
Shoot, man.
I guess they've forgiven us.
I'm excited. What did we do that was so fucked up?
Well, I said fuck Blog Talk Radio several times and hashtagged it so it went to their page. That could be something.
That might have had something to do with it. I don't know. All right, let's do it. Let's do a word from our sponsor. Yeah.
Matt, why did you decide to become a manicurist?
All the usual reasons. Romance, adventure, money, thirst for power. When I see your hands, I wish I were a nurse.
Dishwashing, man.
Wish I'd pump out dishwashing liquid. Softens your hands while you do the dishes.
Pretty green.
You're soaking in it.
The dishwashing liquid?
Palmolive.
Mild, then.
Oh, more than just mild.
Right, Madge. Palmolive suds last from the first glass to the last greasy casserole. And it softens hands while you do dishes.
Madge, that Palmolive liquid of yours, I'm simply in love with it.
What, does your husband know about this?
Zero.
Psycho Madge.
Good old Madge.
You're soaking in it. Okay, so here's my dog pee story. It's out of lead right into the 3 minutes, see?
Oh, all right. That'll work.
I'm pouring a scotch over by the bar, which is right in front of the cut through that goes through to the kitchen, right?
Yeah.
Every time I go over there to pour scotch, I smell dog piss.
Oh, jeez.
Dadgummit. He must have pissed back here, and I didn't know. You know. Catch it.
Yeah.
Because there's no piss.
Uh-huh.
Smell it.
You're lucky you don't have a cat.
I know. It's one thing if you see the puddle, you know, no big deal.
Yeah.
But if you don't notice it right away, then it dries up, and then you're like...
Yeah, all right.
What the hell's going on here? So,
and what's it drying up?
Move the chairs out. In the living room, I have tile floor and then a rug in the middle that brings the whole room together, I might add. And so I moved the chairs out and mopped all the tile, exposed tile on that side of the room. Okay, now it smells like fucking Mr. Clean. Lovely.
Uh-huh.
Sit down in my red Barca lounger, now named Naomi.
Yeah.
And,
what's up, Naomi?
As soon as I sit down, man, I get like sit level, dog pee. God damn it! What? Where's the dog pee? Bitch. End up moving Naomi out and the table and. Mop that area of the room. Oh, man, that is sit down again. I sit down again. You fucking kidding me. Goddamn dog piss. And I'm like, maybe it's like stuck in my nostrils from before. No, I'm smelling dog piss. God damn it. Madge has soft hands. She's soaking in soap.
That's right.
So anyways, it turns out, long story longer, I figure it out. This old dog, he's so old and... when he goes out to pee, he doesn't go out into the grass, right? He just pisses on the, there's like a sidewalk out in front and in the back, out behind the stoop, you know? Yeah, he just pisses on the concrete all the time. So I guess it was drying up out there and finally started stinking up the joint and wafting in with the door open, so... After I hosed that down, it cleared up the dog piss mystery. Hey, there you have it, folks.
You got you working. There you go.
The
he's keeping your
piss
house clean.
Story.
That's his way of getting you off your ass and cleaning the house. He knows what he's doing.
Sheesh.
Our Ted knows what he's doing.
Well, my last foray with the mop. Lost a screw or something on it. Now that fucking thing's broke. I gotta buy a new goddamn mop. So, I'm hoping you'll take it easy on me, Ted. I'll get a new mop. Yeah. Dang. You know, one of them self-squeezing mops, you know, you pull the handle, rink, rink.
Yeah.
Shazbot. I've had that one for a number of years, man. Because I got that right after Maggie C was here. Because I think she broke my mop, my old mop. Or it broke under her watch. Okay, I'm not going to say she broke my mop. But it broke under her watch, I'm pretty sure. You know. I've had it since then. So I guess it had a good run.
Yeah.
But I hadn't put the replacement mop head in it yet. So I got to try to find the same fucking kind because I got the replacement mop head already.
That should be easy to do.
I don't know. Dog pee. No, a cat pee is the worst, though. That is.
Oh, yeah.
Dog pee is a walk in the park. Makes the cat pee.
Cat pee, man.
Holy.
Your eyes burn.
Oh, forget that. They had them kittens and they pissed the shit under the console TV we had and couldn't find that piss smell for weeks. Where is that?
Oh, jeez.
Ed, simmer down, baby. You're done. You're done, babe. You did your part. Go lay down now. Go lay down. All right, because it's time for 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
3 minutes. That's what we're here for.
Water the garden, I hose down the Ted's piss spot.
Now you know the spot.
Well, I've been watching him, and I never put it together that would be, you know, where the piss smell
where
was coming
smelling.
From.
Yeah.
Because I figured the rain
outside.
Is going to, well, it's outside, and the rain's going to wash it off. You know, no big deal. Well, with the door open, make a diff.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Get that right, Jacques. So, you know, one of my favorites, an influence in my sense of humor and on the structure of this very program is a fellow called Stan Freeberg.
Oh, yeah.
Genius.
We haven't played him in a while.
And why am I playing this genius in the 3 minutes?
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't
I was
any
such
sense.
A fan. Growing up, I actually had the 78s of the St. George and the Dragon Net, the Dragnet parodies.
Oh, okay.
Those were gold. Comedy gold. Man. So, yesterday, I'm just... poking around looking for stuff. And what? I never saw this before. Stan Freeberg did a Honeymooners parody.
Oh.
Ah,
Bless you.
Needless to say, it sucks. 3 minutes.
Flash! Through a new electronic discovery, we are able to pick up the first television program actually being broadcast by Moon People. Take it away, Moon.
And with the playing of that familiar theme, it's time for another visit with the Moon's favorite couple, Ralph and Alice, better known to you as the Honey Earthers. It's morning as we join Alice in the kitchen.
Oh, the earth shines bright on miles. Sit down and eat your breakfast, Ralph.
All right, Alice, what do we got?
It's a new atomic cereal, Ralph, called Nuclear Nibbles. Comes in a lead box.
Okay, dump some in my bowl. Ow, ow, ow! You dropped the box on my foot.
Which foot?
How do I know? I'll take off my shoes and see. Hey, hey, hey. Alice, look at my poor toe!
I can see, Ralph. I've got an eye, you know.
Oh, you're a dandy. One of these light years, Alice. One of these light years. Pow! Right in the antenna.
Oh, Ralph.
I may lose a toe.
So what?
So what? It takes hours to grow a new one. Well, here it is, time for lunch, and Norton ain't here.
Hey, Ralph. Who, Ralph?
Stop shouting in my ear, Norton.
Well, how's it going now, Ralphie boy?
Terrible. I had a fight with Alice. How can I square myself with a Norton?
Well, how long you and Alice been married, Ralph?
300 light years.
Okay, well, how come in all that time you never took Alice on a honey earth?
Norton, what a great idea. When I get home tonight, I'll tell her we're going on a honey earth.
That's your fight, Ralph. You're a sweet kid.
Now let's see what Alice gave me for lunch. Ow!
What's the matter, Ralph?
I dropped the lead bag on my foot.
Atomic chicken livers again, eh, Ralph?
Oh, har, har, hearty, har, har. Well, that's 2 feet gone. Now I only got one good foot left to drive with this afternoon.
Gee.
What a job. All day long it's, come on, folks, move to the back of the rocket ship.
Yeah, that's rough, Ralph.
Well, I'll unpack lunch. Hold this ketchup, Norton.
Sure thing, Ralph. You know, it's a small moon. You complaining about your job.
All right, hold the salt.
Okay, because I'm getting pretty fed up working down on that green cheese mine.
Hold the mustard, will you?
Okay, when I get through work, I'm green cheese from heads to foot. Gee.
Hold the Tabasco.
Okay, Ralph.
Hold the mayonnaise, will ya?
All right, Ralph. I only got 4 hands, you know.
Alice! Alice!
I'm here, Ralph. Hello, Ed.
Alice.
Sit down, Alice. Alice, we've been married a long time, and I got a little surprise for you. Didn't you always say you wanted to go on a honey earth?
Yes.
Go get your suitcase.
Oh, Ralph, you mean...
Certainly. Norton ain't got nothing to sit on. What's that racket?
It's an organ grinder outside the window, Ralph.
Hey, looky there on the windowsill. A little earth man on a string with a tin cup.
Gee, look at him. He's got 2 legs, 2 arms...
2 eyes, 2 ears, a mouth, a nose, and a pinstripe suit.
And only 1 head. Take a look, Norton.
I can't look at him, Ralph. It's too gruesome.
Oh, Ralph, listen, he's playing our song.
That's right, and you know what? You're the greatest. Come here, you. Did you like that?
Sure he liked it, Ralph. Now put a penny in his cup and come to dinner.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
Prayer. We got to go back to the old possum prayer, man.
Yes, yes,
Jake,
we do.
What's the possum prayer? We got snookered on the other possum prayer.
And I agree with Ope. That was a good concept. It was a good idea, the Honey Earthers.
Yeah, where's your Messiah now? Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was a weird. I think it was kind of a weird concept, though. Don't you think?
That's why I like it.
It kind of made it hard to relate.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. The Dragnet ones fit the fantasies better. I the setup or something. I don't know. Lacking in this one. But it's funny. I've never heard that before yesterday.
It's amazing.
I'm a pretty big Stan Freberg fan. So, and hey, you know, but hey, I forgot Earl Butts. So, figure.
Hey, wait a minute. Is there a doll? If they have that where the pants drops and you chuck the moon, isn't that called Earl Butts?
Might have been.
It's something Butts. I think it might be Earl Butts. You know what I'm talking about? It was pretty famous for a while.
Didn't the guy at 700 AM in Cincinnati do Earl Butts American? Earl Butts American?
I think we could find something on this. Yeah, but I was thinking of Seymour Butts. That's the name of the doll, Seymour Butts.
Butts. All right. Well, here's, we do well. Our numbers are pretty good in the British Isles for the most part.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lonnie.
Well, and the Scots, don't forget the Scots, lad. They love to hear me accent. And then they go, tell that fucking wanker to shut this fucking gulp. But that also includes Wales, which I have no idea how they talk. And so this is from Wales.
I think they're cockney. I think they're very cockney.
They got that cockney. Now you're thinking of Lindsey Graham. A worker. They have Amazon over there, apparently. They have an Amazon warehouse in Wales. And is it a woman? Yeah, it's a woman. 18-year-old woman. She lost her wedding ring while she was packing boxes Saturday.
So
if you find a ring
anywhere,
if you find a ring that wasn't in, included in your order,
check the boxes.
Be a good kid. Be a good kid. Turn that in. Yeah.
Hey.
The wedding ring and all, man.
Hopefully,
you're gonna pawn that.
It's in Canada. Hopefully, it went to Canada. I mean, they returned that wallet from Walmart.
I don't think it'll go to Canada because they can't drive over
the states. So.
They can't drive over the Atlantic Ocean in trucks. Don't work that way. All right, Ted. I'm gonna just because you're old here. That's it. You go lay down now. Fucking dog. Man, he knows how to play it. I don't want to see you back over here. All right. Oh, headlines. Yeah, we're back to headlines. Oh, this is weird. Uncle Bobo news, unfortunately. But it's just something to point out. This is crazy town. He broke his own record for tweeting in a single day.
Oh. Way to go, Bobo.
Friday, he sent 200 tweets and retweets on Friday in one day.
Christ.
Broke his previous record of 142 tweets, which he sent one day during his impeachment trial.
Oh.
Oh, there was another thing with the, how many he did in like a... Oh, yeah, tweeting 74 times. this is where the Guinness Book needs to come into play. He tweeted 74 times between 8 and 9 a.m. on Friday.
Jesus Christ.
There's only
1 hour?
There's 60 fucking minutes in an hour.
Yeah.
And he tweeted 74 times. If I post 3 things a week on Facebook, that's a lot. You know? What the fuck is
I had
fucking
to open
tweeting?
Up other pages because I post too much to shit. That's a lot.
Jiminy Chickers.
It's a guy running our nation. He's nothing better to do but tweet shit.
No, he's sitting around in his fucking jammies tweeting all day while the Rome burns. Uh-huh. Fucking crazy town, man. All right. Now, speaking of Rome burning, you brought this to my attention. Yep. I was not aware of this one. This is
What's
a
that?
Boot and a half. we were talking about the Netflix show Space Force, which we both binge-watched.
Space Force! Yep. Which I loved.
We'll
be on the fence about or a bit like.
I'm not a big fan of that office humor, man. You know? I mean,
I thought
that level of
Space Force.
Gotta love that. So, but the funny part, the funny is, you know, it mocks Space Force, which is a stupid thing. You know. You know goddamn well, as soon as he's gone out of the White House, they're just going to go,
trash it.
They just forget about this. But the show actually applied for the copyright on the name Space Force before Space Force itself.
Which our government failed to do.
Yeah, they weren't. As usual... Someone was asleep at the switch. Maybe he was tweeting that day. So they may not be able to call. They may not be able to call Space Force Space Force anyway. They had to cancel the whole goddamn thing to begin with. So God bless
Netflix
them. I like the show even better now. I like it twice as much.
That's great.
That funny town, man. Like I said, that office, dude, the office. It just reminds me of The Office, though, the humor, that real dry. You know, I don't know. There was some yuck. There
was
some
the
yuck,
was
though.
Very
I would.
Funny.
I would. See, I'm never a fan.
The UK version is even funnier.
I might try that one. All right. Now, good news.
Yes.
Good news. Good news. New Zealand. We have some friends. Possum has some friends
yes,
in New
do.
Zealand.
Yes, we do.
Coronavirus
do
free, baby.
Yep.
Stick that in your
yep.
COVID-19.
And my brother says Vietnam is all free, too.
Vietnam
had about 230 cases of it, not one death, and now it's completely free.
Man. It's all the rice and fish heads they eat.
Maybe
what
I do. Eat more fish heads, kids.
More fish heads. But it's and isn't it funny how these primitive countries, these shithole countries like Vietnam and
shithole countries,
New Zealand. We're the shithole country, man. Oh my god, we're the shithole country.
Oh, Christ. What are we at now? 140?
I don't know, a million zillion. We had a jillion deaths yesterday.
40,000.
Alright, now here's the story though. You know, ain't worried about the coronavirus. Holy moly.
Yeah.
There's worse things going on, Dad. California, June 2nd. Yeah. Richmond, California. 37-year-old Northern California man was arrested on suspicion of killing his 90-year-old grandmother and trying to eat her body.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, oh. Oh. Ho Chi Minh. You know, that's what I think.
Best salts involved?
They are not releasing that information yet. And they're not releasing the cause of the death of the grandmother. But when they arrived at his home, he was, quotes, digging in her flesh, unquote, and ignored orders to stop. So they had to use the stun gun to subdue and arrest him.
Don't interrupt this meal.
I'm not
condoning cannibalism, but would you eat a 90-year-old lady? I mean, that's got to be dry. That's got to be, I don't know.
Yeah. It might be, environmentally sound, just recycle. I'm not sure.
Yeah. But it really has to be bad with the digestive system.
It depends on how close you were to grandma, I think. You know what I mean?
That could be true, too.
You name the cow, you don't want to slaughter the cow. Just, she's just grandma. I don't know where she came from.
Well, in tribal culture, they eat the people to get their spirit inside of themselves. Maybe this California cat is into that.
Yeah, but he was just trying to catch grandma's spirit, small.
Yeah, there you go.
I like it.
Let him go.
I like it.
Let him go. At least let him finish his meal before you tase him.
That was the thing, man. How rude.
First?
Interrupting a poor guy's meal
first.
Like that, you know?
Yeah, I know, man.
Sheesh.
That is rude.
Tasing. How would you like to be sitting there eating your donuts and somebody tases you, huh, Officer Krumpke?
Hey.
Huh? Huh?
Krump you.
So, anyway, I missed this Bobo story. I just got to touch on it really quick. Really quick. He toured a main manufacturer that's for the good cause of the COVID-19, they're making testing swabs, right?
Yeah.
Testing swab. So this jack off fucking tours the plant without a face mask, right?
Yeah.
And everything they made that day they had to toss away because it was, you know.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh. And there's still people who praise this guy.
It was contaminated because of his fucking fat shit jag.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
He might be the next virus, the Boboitis or something. The next killer virus. He wouldn't mind if he has his name attached to it. He wouldn't mind.
What a schmendrake. All right. we talked about the guy eating his mom. Oh, this is weird. I read this article. We're both big Marx Brothers fans. You may have read this because I know we lurk on the same Marx Brothers pages. But it was all about how when they started the motion picture code.
The Will Hayes.
They took a lot of... Yeah, the Hayes Code. They took a lot of Marx Brothers movies, cut shit out, and that shit's gone forever. Uh-huh. It don't exist.
Yeah.
Doesn't that suck?
It does suck.
What a shame that they didn't, keep. Well, they didn't think about film history until like the 50s or 60s, really.
But every now and again, they're finding like old silent movies because somebody snuck one away and put it up in the attic when they die or something like
that.
People fumble through it.
Yeah, that would be Titanic. Found a pre-code Marx Brothers with half a dozen gags got cut.
I just finished watching three silent movies. Birth of the Nation again, where the Ku Klux Klan are the heroes at the end. I figured this is not the movie to be watching now.
I was thinking, man, you really picked a doozy for this week, didn't you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I know, man.
Oh, boy.
I watched that. Robin Hood and the first Tarzan, too. It was pretty interesting. I love silent movies.
Oh,
in fact, I'm watching
I'd be interested in seeing those.
Now.
Yeah. I might. Those two might appeal to me.
Yeah. Yeah, but Birth of the Nation is 3 hours and 15 minutes long.
Yeah, that cocksucker Woodrow Wilson played that in the White House. Fucking racist piece of shit.
Well, he denied saying it. But he said that it was catching history with lightning, is how he described it. He thought the movie was so accurate. And then he went on to deny saying it.
He was a piece of shit. Man, that was such a derailment for our country. If only fucking Teddy Roosevelt would have won that election. God. That's one of those, oh my God, this would be... That's like Bobby Kennedy winning in 68, you know? What a fucking different world we would have now.
Well, I was reading that Birth of a Nation brought back the Ku Klux Klan. It was pretty much completely died out.
It absolutely
did. That brought it back
into
action. Yeah.
Yes, like that's what I'm saying. Instead of heading into a progressive era with a great leader, we had this cocksucking racist in the White House.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. That's why shit's going on. It's going on today because we keep going backward and supporting this stupid hatred and shit. Fuck these fuckers. All right, let's switch gears here, and ended up on this disgusting story.
Oh, good.
Yeah. 30-year-old did not tell the truth to doctors about how the wire had come to find itself in his bladder.
Okay.
Yeah.
30-year-old.
He stuck a phone charger up his penis, but he told doctors that he swallowed it. And they were looking around in his intestine. They couldn't find nothing. Why is it sitting in the bladder over there? It turns out he likes to do that like as a masturbation technique.
I don't see that catching on.
Which is the insertion of an object or liquid into the urethra.
I'm going to spend the rest of the show in a fetal position.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Our neighbors are telling us that we ought to go. The police keep knocking on our door. How long? Oh, babe, in the bush.
I like that. Well, you have to tell the audience to clap like you have to tell Ted to bark. I like that.
Well, it's the the Jeb Bush effect, you know. you may now clap. That is one of my favorite moments in politics ever. Oh, my God, what a shemp. Please clap.
What's Jeb doing now? Is he still governor? What's going on?
Nah, I don't think, I don't think he's anything, man. He's just sitting there counting his money.
Yeah.
I'm sure mom and dad left him well-heeled.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
This weekend I watched, I forgot, I did mention Friday I was going to watch Pauly all weekend. That's Georgie's dog, D.
Oh,
he's
okay.
He's such a sweet, what a sweetheart. My God, is that dog a sweetheart?
Did he name the dog after that alien in that movie? There
was
a Simon Pegg movie called Pauly, where an alien's named Pauly.
I don't know. I always thought he named him after Pauly in
Pauly Walnuts.
No, Pauly in Wise Guy.
Yeah, Sopranos. Right?
No. The big guy.
Another
the head
Pauly?
Guy. Pauly. Pauly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, Sorvino.
I think of the guy's
it,
name.
Right? Yeah,
Sorvino.
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 Yeah.
I was sitting, I was hanging out there. So, if we've learned anything tonight, it's don't stick phone chargers up your penis. You missed that.
Yeah.
Man, Cheeky Cheeks is here. Yeah. And I mean, you missed all, we told you all about hey, I got a lightning bug on me.
I wrote it down as a reminder. Don't put anything up your willy.
Yeah. Note to self, keep the phone charger out of my schwants. good rule of thumb.
I don't see it happening, but I want this note to remind me anyway.
Don't stick anything up there, Dr. Cake. Good advice. Darn good advice, I'd say.
Yes.
Fucking nut jobs, man. Where do people come up with that? Sticking shit up your woo-woo.
Jesus.
Man. There's nothing fun about that.
No.
I remember having a STD test one time. They stuck Trump swab up there.
Oh.
I said, hello.
Oh. I had a catheter up there, but I think that swab is worse.
Oh, Pato. Oh, I don't know. Catheter goes all the way up, though, man. Woo!
Yeah, but isn't the swab a little bit thicker?
It hurt the pee for a week. I know that.
It hurt the pee for about 3 years after I had it.
Oh! Jiminy Christmas.
I'm not looking forward to having that done again.
Oh, let me drop dead before I have to do anything like that.
Uh-huh.
Jiminy Christmas.
Yep.
All right. You hear me, Lord?
Take me,
Bunker,
Lord.
704 Houses Street. Oh, okay. You know it's up next.
What? Pray tell.
The yodel.
Oh, yeah.
Where the fuck is it? Damn it. Kidding me, man. Dude, I can't find my yodel, man.
That's why people are here. Find that bad boy.
I know. Maybe that's where I left that phone cord. I don't know. Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is. I found my yodel. Okay, I was looking for with all the protests going on this week, you know. And they're really doing some good. These protests are really, they're making change, man. I hope. It looks like it. And maybe there's some promise, you know.
Don't go through this every 2 years
I know.
Or so. Yeah.
Oh, go holding your breath, Jack. But so I looked up a protest yodel, and this is what I come up with. Pete Seeger, and this is, you think it's going to be folk music? No.
Uh-huh.
This is jazz yodel. Jazz yodel. I don't think we've ever done, you know. This is cool. Here we go. Take it away, Stoogey.
Start yodeling.
Hold it.
Okay.
Yodeling, yodeling.
Switching the main line ever done.
little dog, come, let me on. Let me be your little dog till your big dog come. When your big dog come, I'll be your man.
I don't think that's all.
And
the
sun's gonna shine in my back door.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sure can.
Oh, okay.
All right, there it is.
The switchboard says that I'm
that.
Still on mute. The
oh,
switchboard
okay.
is telling me I'm on mute. That's why. Okay, there,
well,
there.
Well, maybe you are.
Twoo!
Okay,
now. I'm okay. We're all good here. We got a couple of minutes left. Gee whiz. That was a beauty, wasn't it? That was one of the best
shows
ever.
That was very good. Very good.
Had nothing to do about the protests or anything, but Pete yeah. Seeger was in there, and he's always fucking pro. Man, you got, you name it, he'll fucking write a protest song about it. You know that guy.
Damn Skippy.
He was always ready. Like, you know,
yeah.
Hey, wrote a song about it.
In your face, Seeger, they used to call him. In your face.
Who's the other guy? Woody Guthrie. He
yep.
actually wrote a song about Uncle Bobo's dad.
Yes, yes.
And then calls him out by name.
Uh-huh.
Because his dad ran a famous slum. He was a uh-huh. slum lord. Go figure.
Uh-huh.
I would have never figured that.
Put him in
okay.
office.
Moving right along. Moving right along. I hope the bunker is the air conditioning is working good. I would get freaked
yeah.
out in a bunker, man. I'm claustrophobic. All I can
I'm
think about is, oh my fucking God, I'm in a bunker.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I'm buried there.
Something. The walls are going to start closing in. Open a window.
How does he tweet a bunker?
I don't like that shit.
I guess they had Wi-Fi in a bunker.
I think they got Wi-Fi in a bunker. They had.
Yeah.
That's probably why he went and inspected the other two times to make sure the
yeah.
Wi-Fi was okie doke. You know.
It probably looks like a fucking palace. It's probably not the bunker we're visualizing in our heads. It's probably a big fucking palace under there.
I have no idea, man. Fucking loony bird.
Water.
Natties, I'm back to the natties. Jeez. Took the easy way out. I was getting too hammered on them real beers, man.
How much did the natties cost you? Were they on special, or did they get you for that raise in price?
Oh, they're getting me. They're pinching. They're nicking me. They're nicking me.
There you go. There you go. Yep. Yep, lavender
you know.
Tea. You got to get back to the lavender tea. Not much cake
yeah.
in that, though, right? Yeah. And Kratom. Commodore, I'm telling you, Kratom. Get it.
Okay, that's what I've got it written down. I'm gonna get my hibiscus cinnamon tea and throw some Kratom in that bitch. What do you think of that?
Yes. There you go.
That is.
Whatever.
That'll be like the superfood of all times.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'll get my shit together, man.
Yep.
It's
going to improve.
I forget.
High blood pressure and everything.
Well,
I'm telling you, miracle drug.
You're putting that in your pencil, son.
There you go. There you go.
I'm not sure which one of these songs we've played before at the end of the show, so I'm just going to pick one that fits the time slot the best.
Yeah, well, it's the way to do it.
How's that?
What, you got one for 2 minutes?
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Energize!
Venus in sweatpants, that's who you are. And when this mess is over, I'll buy you a car. We'll drive that car so far, far, so far. All your stupid friends will be left behind. Stay away from me. Yeah, but keep your distance, please. Times like these, I'm gonna be with you 24 hours a day. A lot of people couldn't stand that, but you can. You'll be with me 24 hours a day. What a lucky man I am. Stay away from me. Wash your hair, but don't touch your face. How you like that? Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. I saw you. 30 years together, we still having fun. Once we were two, now we all one. So I get a burger. Tell when you're done, you're gone. Memories of the past. Be kind to one another. Tell her you love her every day. Something, let it go. The kids are frightened. Tell them not to be afraid. But don't let them touch your face. Don't let them touch your face.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.